ओम शांति। The original date of this Avyakt Murli is 15 December 2007. Baba spoke this Murli on 15th December 2007. Today, Bap Dada, the bestower of all treasures, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of powers, the treasure of virtues, and the treasure of elevated thoughts, so Bap Dada, the bestower of all these treasures, treasure of knowledge, treasure of powers, treasure of virtues, and treasure of elevated thoughts, is seeing all his children everywhere who are the children and the masters who have a right. Is seeing all his children everywhere who are the children and the masters who have a right. The father who is the master of the endless treasures, the father who is the master of the endless treasures is making all his children full of all treasures. To each one he gives all the treasures. To each one he gives all the treasures. It's not that he gives less to some and more to others. Because the treasures are unlimited. All the children everywhere are merged in Bap Dada's eyes. All the children everywhere are merged in Bap Dada's eyes. all of you are all of you who are full of all treasures are pleased. So Baba is seeing everyone so pleased as each one is full of all treasures. Each one very happy, contented, pleased, because each one is full of all treasures. According to the present time, the most invaluable, elevated treasure, the most invaluable elevated treasure according to the present time is the time of the most auspicious confluence age. According to the present time, the most invaluable elevated treasure is the time of the most auspicious confluence age, because it is only at this time, that you can create the fruit for the whole cycle, or the reward for the whole cycle. In terms of the value of the attainments and the reward of this short age, the value of 1 second, so in terms of the value of the attainments and the reward of this short age, the value of 1 second, the value of 1 second is equal to 1 year. So each second is as valuable as 1 year. So invaluable this time is. So invaluable this time is. The time of the confluence age is invaluable. Each second of it is equal to 1 year. It is of this time that it is sung. It is of this time that it is sung. If not now, then never. This is said of this time, that if not now, then never. Because it is at this time, that God's part is fixed, because it is at this time that God's part is fixed. God comes only at this time. That is why this period, this time, is said to be as valuable as a diamond. It is as valuable as a diamond, this period, the period of the confluence age. Satyug, golden age. Satyug is called golden age. However, the present time is as valuable as a diamond, and all of you children also are the experienced souls whose life is like a diamond. It is only at this time that it's only at this time that souls who have been separated for a long time have a right to the attainment of meeting God and receiving God's love, godly knowledge and God's treasures. So it is only at this time that souls who have been separated for a long time have a right to the attainment of a meeting with God, attaining God's love, godly knowledge, and God's treasures. Throughout the whole cycle, you are deity souls, great souls, But at this time, so throughout the whole cycle you are deity souls, great souls, but at this time you are God's divine family. But at this time you are God's divine family. Therefore, to the extent that there is importance of this time,
is metal coach
know this importance. Know this importance and accordingly you can make yourself as elevated as you want. All of you All of you are the multi-million times fortunate souls who have attained the godly fortune of this age. Are you not? Aren't all of you the multi-million times fortunate souls who have attained the godly fortune of this great age? So, knowing your elevated fortune, you are experiencing the spiritual intoxication of your fortune too, are you not? You are happy, are you not? Which song do you sing in your heart? Wah, my fortune, wah. How great my fortune is. This is a song you sing in your heart. Why? Because compared to the elevated fortune of this time, In no other age, can you attain such fortune? Because compared to the elevated fortune of this time, in no other age, can you attain such fortune? So, speak. So, always keeping your fortune in your awareness, you stay happy, do you not? Those who feel that they are always happy, not those who are happy sometimes, but those who are always happy, raise your hands. It's always, I was underlining this word, always, sada. Your photo is now being shown on the television. The photo of those who are always happy is being shown on the television. Congratulations. Mothers, raise your hand. Shaktis, raise your hand. What about double foreigners? What word will you remember always? Remember this word, sada. That's the Hindi word, sada. Means always. Not those who are going to be happy only sometimes will come later. But you are the ones who are always happy. Bap Dada has also told you earlier. Bap Dada has also told you earlier that the speed of time, is now moving ahead very fast. Bap Dada has also told you earlier that the speed of time is now moving ahead very fast. Those who know the speed of time, those who know that how fast time, the speed of time is moving ahead, you should check yourselves. Those who know the speed of time and how fast it is moving ahead, you should check yourselves. You should check yourselves. As a Master Almighty Authority, is my speed fast? As I am a Master Almighty Authority, I have to check myself. As I am a Master Almighty Authority, is my speed fast? Of course, everyone is making effort. Each one is making effort. But, what does Bap Dada want to see? What does Bap Dada want to see?
Har bachcha.
So Bap Dada wants to see whether every child is a fast effort maker, whether every child is a fast effort maker. And
her subject me.
And in every subject, is he passing with honors or has he just passed? Has he passed with honors in every subject or has he just passed? Those who are fast effort makers,
ke lakshya,
those who are fast effort makers. Those who are fast effort makers will have two special qualifications. Will have two special qualifications or specialities. One is they will be conquerors of attachment. One is they will be conquerors of attachment. This will be their speciality, their special qualification, speciality. And second, they will be ever ready. So they will be conquerors of attachment and they will be ever ready. Because only then they can pass with honors in every subject. First of all, you have to be a conqueror of attachment. First of all, you have to be a conqueror of attachment. If you are free from attachment to your body and the consciousness of your body, if you are free from the attachment to your body and the consciousness of your body, then it is not difficult at all to become a conqueror of attachment to other things. Then it's not difficult to become a conqueror of attachment to other things if you are free from the attachment to your body and the consciousness of your body. The sign of body consciousness is
waste.
So waste is the sign of body consciousness. Wasteful thoughts. And wasting time. So wasteful thoughts and wasting time. You can do this checking yourself too very well. You can do this checking yourself too very well. Even spending your time in an ordinary way does not allow you to become a conqueror of attachment. If you are spending your time in an ordinary way, then attachment, that does not allow you to become conqueror of attachment if you are spending your time in an ordinary way. So check. So check whether your every thought, whether your every second, every thought, and whether your every second, every thought, and every action is successful. So check whether every second, every thought and every action was successful. That is, was used in a worthwhile way. Because at the confluence age, the special blessing from the Father is, success is your birthright. Success is your birthright. So this is a special blessing you receive from the Father at this confluence age. So a rite gives you the experience of it being easy to achieve success because it's your birthright. So a rite gives you the experience of it being easy. And therefore, now what do you have to do? So now, what do you have to do? Now, you have to be ever ready. What does ever ready mean? Ever ready means, Baba's giving definition of ever ready. Ever ready means that in your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, connections, and everything, in all these things, thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, connections, the moment time gives you an order of immediate, you should be ever ready and it will happen suddenly. For instance, you saw your dadi, you know, Dadi Prakashmani left her body in 2007, and this is Murli of December 2007. She left her body in August 2007, so it's only a few months after that. So Baba is remembering Dadi Prakashmani. So it was sudden. So Baba is saying, for instance, you saw your dadi, she was ever ready for suddenly. She was easy in her nature, in every way and in every task. She was easy in connection, easy in her nature. She was easy in connection, easy in her nature, and easy in service too. So this was Dadi's speciality. She was easy in everything. Light, easy in light and everything. Easy in service, easy in making everyone content and also easy in remaining content. She was always easy. Whenever you would meet her, never did we ever feel that she was in stress, under stress, or there was something very, you know, big on her head. No, always easy. And easy in remaining content, so easy in everything. This is what Dadi Prakashmani was. This is why Bap Dada is giving you the signal of the closeness of time repeatedly. This is why Bap Dada is repeatedly giving you the signal of the closeness of time. The time for making effort for the self, is very less, very short. So there's very little time left for making effort for the self. Therefore, check your account of accumulation. How much have you already accumulated in your account? Check that account of accumulation. Baba has already told you earlier. Baba has already told you earlier that there are three methods for accumulating in your account of accumulation. There are three methods for accumulating in your account of accumulation. And Baba is telling you that once again. Baba is telling you that once again. Check these three methods yourself. The first is, to accumulate the treasure of your reward through your own efforts, because whatever you do, that you will receive. So as your efforts, so the fruit or reward of that. So first is to accumulate the treasure of your reward through your own efforts. To accumulate the treasure of attainments that you have attained through your own efforts. And second, to remain content. How far you are content. Add the word always to this too. Not just content, but always content. So add this word always to the word content. And not just to make yourself content, but to also make everyone else content. To make everyone content. Because by doing so, if you make everyone content, by doing this, you accumulate in your account of charity. You get blessings from everyone because you have made them content. And in this way, you accumulate in your account of charity. And this account of charity is the basis of, and this account of charity is the basis of the reward for many births. The more you accumulate the account of charity, that reward will last for many births, to take blessings from all, to receive blessings of all. And thirdly, to remain constantly. Thirdly, to remain constantly. To remain constantly and constantly tireless. Tireless and altruistic, without any selfishness. To remain constantly tireless and altruistic, and to serve with a big heart. So the more you do that, the more you accumulate in your account. To remain constantly tireless and altruistic, and to serve with a big heart. On the basis of this, whomever you serve in this way, you automatically receive blessings from that one. You won't have to ask them for blessings, but you keep serving them. These are the three methods. First is effort of the self, second is charity, and the third is the blessings of others. These are the three accounts. So, have you accumulated in all these three accounts? So check this. Why Baba is saying this? Because when you suddenly have a test paper, you know, all of a sudden some test comes. Because nowadays, according to the time, little things of matter too can come. Any time due to the upheaval of nature. You know, nature can create upheaval any time. Even little thing of matter can come any time due to upheaval of nature. So they can come any time. Therefore, pay special attention to the knowledge of the philosophy of karma. Therefore, pay special attention to the knowledge of the philosophy of karma. The philosophy of karma. karma is very deep. Just as you pay attention to the drama, you pay attention to remaining soul conscious, you pay attention to your dharana. In the same way, it is very necessary to pay attention to the deep philosophy of karma. In the same way, it is necessary to pay attention to the deep philosophy of karma. So you pay attention to knowledge, you pay attention to drama, you pay attention to remaining soul conscious, attention to your dharana. In the same way, it is necessary that you pay attention to the philosophy of karma. Ordinary actions, ordinary time, ordinary thoughts, so if there are ordinary actions, an ordinary time and ordinary thoughts, then these will create a difference in your reward. This will create a difference in your reward. At this time, all of you who are effort makers are elevated special souls. You are elevated special souls. You are not ordinary souls. You are not ordinary souls, but you are elevated special souls. You are those souls who are instruments for world transformation and world benevolence. You are instruments for world transformation and world transformation and world benevolence. You are souls who are instruments for world transformation and world benevolence. You are not those who simply transform yourselves. You are responsible for world transformation. You are responsible for transforming the world, not just simply for transforming yourselves. Therefore, you definitely have to become embodiments of the awareness of your elevated self-respect. Therefore, you definitely have to become embodiments of the awareness of your elevated self-respect. Now Baba has changed the topic and Baba continues. Bab Dada has seen that all of you have very good love. All of you have very good love for Bap Dada and service. All of you love Bap Dada and service very much. You have great love for Bap Dada and service. So Baba is happy about that. There is the atmosphere of service everywhere. According to one plan or another. So according to one or the other plan, there is an atmosphere of service everywhere. Everywhere you are doing service, keeping a plan in mind. Now, together with that, according to the present time, to the souls of the world, who are becoming to the souls of the world who are becoming peaceless and unhappy, to such souls So together with that, according to the present time, with your powers, give Sakash to the souls of the world who are becoming peaceless and unhappy in order to liberate them from their peacelessness and sorrow. Just as this physical sun of nature with its Sakash, dispel darkness and bring light. So just as the physical sun is able to dispel darkness and bring light with its Sakash, and with the power of its rays, and with the power of its rays, the sun rays which come from the sun, it is also able to transform many things with the power of its rays. So the sun is able to do that, dispel darkness, bring light, and transform things with the power of its rays. In the same way, you masters, sons of knowledge, sons, S-U-N-S, each one is son of knowledge, so you masters, sons of knowledge, with the rays of peace and happiness that you have received, with the rays of peace and happiness which you have received, with your sakash, with your sakash, liberate others from their sorrow and peacelessness. So, you master sons of knowledge, with the rays of peace and happiness that you have received, you must liberate others from their sorrow and peacelessness with your sakash, by serving through your mind and with a powerful attitude, transform the atmosphere. So transform the atmosphere by serving through your mind and with a powerful attitude. So now the need is to give more sakash, that is to serve with your mind, to serve with your mind. Keep your mind busy with this. Keep your mind busy in this, serving the mind. Just as you have expanded service through words, in the same way, by serving through the mind, you will become victorious souls automatically. Well, while other things, all other trivial matters, so keep your mind busy in this service and you will automatically become a conqueror Maya and a victorious soul. All the trivial things are sightseeings. In sightseeings, some things are good and some things are bad. So you have to cross the sightseeings and reach your destination. You have to cross the sightseeings and reach your destination. In order to cross these sightseeings, simply remain seated on the seat of detached observer. That is all. Also, while seeing these sightseeings, to be not affected is to simply remain seated on the seat of a detached observer. That's all. The sightseeings will then become like entertainment. the sight scenes will become like entertainment.
Ever ready?
So, are you ever ready? Are you ever ready? Even if something happens tomorrow, are you ever ready? Are you? The first row? Those in the first row, are you ever ready? Even if something happens tomorrow? Teachers, are you ready? Are you ready, teachers? And those of the wings, the different wings, you know, professional wings, all those have come. Are you also ever ready? Think about it. Look, think about it. See daddies, Baba is telling to the daddies. Are you seeing the gathering? They are all raising their hand. Everyone is waving. It is good. Congratulations. Even if you are not ever ready, become ever ready by tonight. Even if you are not ever ready, become ever ready by tonight. Because time is waiting for you. Time is waiting for you. Bap Dada. Bap Dada is waiting to open the gates to liberation. The advanced party also is invoking you. Is invoking you. So advanced party invoking you. Bap Dada waiting for you to open the gates to liberation. You are Master Almighty Authorities. What can you not do? You are Master Almighty Authorities. Just have a determined thought. I have to do this and I must not do that. That's all. I have to do this, I will do this and I will not do that. That what you don't have to do, just say I will not do. So you need a determined thought, that's all. If you must not do something, then with that determination, say it, demonstrate it by not doing that which you must not do. You are masters, are you not? You are all masters. Okay, who are first timers? All the first timers, raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. Who have come for the first time, raise your hand. Raise your hand high. Wave to Baba. All the first timers, raise your hand high and wave. So many first timers. They're at the back, see? So many first timers. So all those who have come for the first time, to all of you, multi-million fold congratulations for having come for the first time. Bap Dada is pleased. That to see that how the children of the previous kalpa have once again reached their family. Bap Dada is pleased to see that how the children of the previous cycle have once again reached their family. Therefore, those who have come last must now show wonders. You have come last at the end. You now you must show wonders. Do not remain behind. Although you have come at the end, but you must not remain last. You must be ahead and ahead of all. Remain ahead. And for this, you will have to make intense effort. For that, you will have to make intense effort. You have the courage, do you not? Do you have the courage? You keep the courage and Bab Dada and the family gives you the help. You keep the courage and Bab Dada and the whole family gives you the help. It is good because you are the children. You children are the decoration of this family, of this home, Madhuban. So all of you who have come are the decoration of Madhuban. You are the decoration of Madhuban. Okay. So Baba is asking what is to be done now, and then Muniven says that it is the turn of Bhopal to serve Bhopal zone.
Baba Seva ka turn Bhopal zone ka.
It is the turn of Bhopal to serve. All those of Bhopal zone, stand up. All those of Bhopal zone, see about 13,000-14,000 have come only from Bhopal zone. So many have come from Bhopal zone. It is good. You have received a golden chance of serving. All the instruments who have come for service, all the instruments have come for service. Did you experience supersensual joy as the power and fruit of service? Did you experience supersensual joy as the power and fruit of service? So did you experience that supersensual joy? Did you? You are experiencing supersensual joy right now. Yes, that's okay. But will this remain all the time? Or will it remain for a short time, this super sensuous joy which you're experiencing now? So now, those who are promising it from the heart, don't see others raising the hand. But the one who thinks from his heart that this attainment of supersensuous joy, I will keep with me all the time. I will keep with me all the time. I will become destroyer of all obstacles and experience supersensuous joy all the time. Raise your hand and see. See, this TV is, your TV is coming out. I mean, it's the photo is coming, and then we'll send you this photo if you're not experiencing supersensual joy. It's good. This chance which you have kept off, you know, each zone serving, it's good, and you take this chance with joy. You enjoy, you like it, and turn by turn you come. Everyone comes in their own turn. and those who are serving, they are told to come, you know, with a big heart, they are invited. So they come in thousands from that zone. And Bap Dada is also happy. Bap Dada is also pleased. It's good. See how many have received this chance of coming to Madhuban. Half the class is of those who have come here to serve. Good, it is good. Now you will show some newness. You will show some newness. It has been a long time since a new invention was created. So you haven't created a new invention for a long time. The wings, you know, service of wings has also become old service. Exhibitions, meelas, conferences, and snehmilan, small, you know, small gatherings have all taken place. Enough of them have happened. Now do something new. Do something new. Let it be short and sweet. With less expense and greater service. So expense less but more service. You are the ones who give advices, don't you? Rai Bahadur, that's the word, the advisors. Your advices, so now create some new suggestions, new advice. At first it was exhibition, then mela, and then wings, and so on. And now something more, something different from all that which had already happened. Some new invention of service should come up. We shall see who becomes an instrument for this new type of service. It's good. You have courage, and this is why Bap Dada is giving congratulations in advance. In advance, in the form of help to those who maintain courage. So you, and then that Muni Ben Singh Baba, double foreigners have come. Okay, they stand up, all double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners, please stand up. So many double foreigners have come. Yeah, Baba is looking at you. All double foreigners, stand up. Yes. Baba speaking to double foreigners. Your name, Double Foreigners, has become very famous, is it not? This is your name, Double Foreigners. His name has become very famous. Now, should we give you the name Double Effort Makers? Okay. Yes. Double Effort Maker? Sure. Will you make double effort? You are those who will do it, yes? This Baba saying someone did not raise their hand fully. Okay, give an example, at least show one example where there are no obstacles in that land. In that country, no obstacles, neither the obstacle of waste thoughts, no obstacle of waste speech or waste actions, you know. low waste in relationships, connections, you know, no obstacle whatsoever. Bab Dada is saying this to everyone, to also the zones of Bharat. Baba is of course telling the double foreigners, but he's also telling all the zones of Bharat to create such an example that your whole zone remains completely free of any type of obstacle. And also double foreigners become free of obstacles, free of negative thoughts, free from waste thoughts, free from all this. Each zone can raise in this. Foreign service is also like a zone, you know. Baba calls that zone. So foreign lands are also like one zone. Bab Dada will give that zone a big prize. And you have to help each other. So there should be no name or trace of any obstacle in that zone. If you cooperate with one another, it will happen. Make it free from all obstacles. Yeah, give them encouragement, give them zeal and enthusiasm. Bab Dada wishes to see such a picture where everyone is free of obstacles. When double foreigners come to Madhuban, and are in this gathering, there is splendor in the gathering. There is splendor in the whole gathering when double foreigners are also in this gathering, because then it becomes an international gathering. Otherwise, it will be just called a gathering of Bharatvasis. So Bab Dada is pleased to see that double foreigners. Bab Dada is happy to see the double foreigners and is pleased to see that double foreigners are always in every turn of the season. There's not a single, time when double foreigners are not present. This progress is very good. You have made very good progress in this. And Bab Dada loves you specially anyway. Loves you, Baba, loves the double foreigners very much anyway. Why? The people of Bharat have renunciation. They have renounced a lot. But you double foreigners, you renounce doubly. It's double renunciation on your side. Your culture is also different. And therefore you renounce that too. Those of Bharat have the same culture, so there's not that much renunciation for them as much it is for you. This is why Bab Dada is very pleased when he sees the double foreigners. You now experience belonging to Bharat and the residence of Bharat, do you not? You do feel that, don't you? That you too are residents of Bharat. You were, you are, and you will remain the residents of Bharat. Okay. Now, Baba is going to take us on a drill. Now, in 1 second, all of you, become lost in the experience of very, very sweet silent stage, become lost in this experience. In very sweet silent stage. Baba is going to take us into deep silence now.
Gopal wale 8000 aaye hain, total 16000 hai yahan par. Madhuban gyan se alag rehti hai.
Maniven was saying about how many have come from Bhopal zone. So now we'll all go into deep silence. Okay, now Baba is going to give Yad Pyar.
Yad Horki. Sarva.
To all the intense effort makers, to all the intense effort makers, who always attain success with their determined thoughts, to all the intense effort makers who always attain success with their determined thoughts, to those who always have the tilak of victory, to those who are seated on Bhakta Das heart throne, to the world benefactors with a double crown, to those who always make the qualifications, to the world benefactors with a double crown, to those who always make the qualifications for their aim equal to their aim, to those who are sustained by God's love, to those who are sustained by God's love, to all such most elevated children, Bhaktadas, love, remembrance, and blessings from the heart. And namaste. Salutations. So this is the scene of the end of the meeting, and Baba is giving drishti to everyone. So 15/12/2007.
Baba ne
of the season, Baba fulfilled us with so many blessings in this season, and this season went very well. Everything went a success, and so now all of us, let us huge clap we give to Gulzar Dadi, to Bab Dada, to the Dadis, to everyone for this successful season of this year, 2018-2019. Now we don't know what will be next year. People have been asking me, Sister, what about the dates of next year? I said, it has nothing has been announced yet. Actually, the year's programs are announced only in the annual meeting, and that annual meeting is going to take place from 9th to 12th, 9th to 16th of March, of April. So that is saying was a wonderful Murli, was it not? Each word of Baba was so deep. Whatever Baba says, we should imbibe immediately in ourselves. whatever is important for us, that's what Baba draws our attention to, and whatever Baba draws attention towards, that we have to bring it in our practical life, come what may. So we will always do that, we are doing it, and we will continue to annoy my clap. Okay.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Chika, thank you. Baba, thank you. Thank you. Chika, Dadi.
प्यारे बाप दादा को बहुत बहुत थैंक्स आदरणीय दादी.
सो दादी जानकी इज रियली नॉट फीलिंग वेरी वेल, सो प्रोबेबली शी इज गोइंग टू लीव नाउ.
आदरणीय भ्राता निर्वय जी से
that is going to leave.
और उसके बाद मधुरवाणी ग्रुप इस सीजन के बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है.
So we will hear some words of inspiration from Nirvay bhai.
सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे, कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा.
भाई सभी भाई बहनों प्रेम से बोलो ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. ओम शांति. बहुत सुंदर. थैंक यू.
नाउ ही इज टेलिंग मी अबाउट व्हाट वाज अ वंडरफुल मुरली, वाजंट इट.
टोली बांटने वाले हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करेंगे. कोई भी भाई बहन टोली लिए बिना नहीं जाएंगे. हॉल में टोली बांटने वाले भाई बहनें ध्यान देंगे, हॉल में टोली बांटना आरंभ करेंगे. टोली बांटने वाले हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली बांटना आरंभ करें.
ओम शांति. हम सब बच्चे, अलौकिक बच्चे बाप दादा के,
ऑल ऑफ अस बाबस,
उसमें भी आज के दिन
अलौकिक चिल्ड्रन ऑफ बाप दादा एंड इन दैट टू स्पेशली टुडे.
मध्य प्रदेश के
टुडे सोल्स हैव कम फ्रॉम भोपाल जोन हु आर सर्विंग इन दिस ग्रुप. ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स ऑफ भोपाल जोन एंड ऑल्सो डबल फॉरेनर्स,
पहली बार आने वाले भाई,
ऑल्सो दोज हु हैव कम फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन दिस मीटिंग. बाबा गेव लव टू एवरीवन सो मच, वाजंट इट. हाउ मच लव ही गेव, हाउ मच एनकरेजमेंट ही गेव, एंड ऑल्सो गेव अस अवर एम व्हाट वी हैव टू डू इन द फ्यूचर.
इस अवतरण पर जो इस सीजन का लास्ट में,
सो टुडे इज द लास्ट टर्न ऑफ दिस सीजन.
अवतरण का स्वरूप सभी ने देख लिया.
यू सॉ
सभी
हाउ बाबा वर्क्ड इन दिस सीजन. यू विल यू से दैट यू ऑल मेट बाप दादा.
अच्छा अनुभव किया.
यू गॉट गुड एक्सपीरियंस डिडंट यू.
आनंद आया.
यू एंजॉयड एक्सपीरियंस.
बाबा की शिक्षा भी मिली.
यू ऑल्सो गॉट सो मैनी teachings, instructions, so much love.
ज्ञान भी बहुत
नॉलेज ऑल्सो वॉज गिवन टू सच डेप्थ.
आज के दिन हम एक तरफ
ऑन दिस डे
हमारी प्यारी प्यारी
वन हैंड वी आर रिमेम्बरिंग दादी गुलजार, वी आर रिमेम्बरिंग नीलू बेन
हु
लुक्स आफ्टर दादी जानकी, लुक्स आफ्टर दादी गुलजार. एंड ऑन दिस डे वी आर ऑल्सो रिमेम्बरिंग महेंद्र भाई हु वॉज इन चार्ज ऑफ द डायरेक्टर ऑफ भोपाल जोन. वी आर रिमेम्बरिंग हिम ऑल्सो द वन हु हैज
परिवार को पालना दी,
सस्टेन सच अ ह्यूज फैमिली. एंड देन आवर स्वीट
बहने जो भी निमित्त है,
दो नाव सिस्टर्स हु आर इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स ऑफ देश बहन एंड हर कंपेनियंस,
प्यार से सब
दे आर गिविंग द सेम सस्टेनेंस टू एवरीवन एंड मेकिंग देम फ्लाई
में लेके जा रहे हैं,
giving them spiritual sustenance. So to all those of Bhopal zone, lots and lots and lots of congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
सभी भाई बहने ध्यान देंगे, जिन भाई बहनों ने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे, बाबा के घर से सौगात अवश्य लेके जाएंगे.
Those who haven't taken gift, they will get gift from Baba's home tomorrow. Even those double foreigners who have not taken gift will take gift from Dadi Nirmala, Didi Nirmala and Gyan Sarovar tomorrow at 9:15. So all double foreigners after breakfast we'll meet Didi Nirmala, double foreigners, for if you haven't received your gift yet. So now Madhurvani group is going to sing a song, how Baba made this season go so well, obstacle free, everything went so well. We are also thanking Baba, so we clap hands for Bab Dada, also Dadi Gulzar. You can clap as loudly as possible so that the sound reaches Gulzar Dadi. And also those brothers and sisters who looked after this season so well. This Madhurvani group is giving thanks to Bab Dada in their song. Baba, thanks multi-million-fold for showering so many treasures to us. You are the one who has made us experience godly love. Thanks million fold to you, Baba.
सभी तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा को बहुत बहुत हृदय से धन्यवाद देते हैं.
In the corporeal form, in the angelic form, you kept meeting us. And we the spiritual flowers kept meeting you, O gardener of this beautiful garden. I take leave from all of you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे।
इसके साथ ही एक विशेष सूचना है, कृपया ध्यान दें, डाइनिंग हॉल से एक पर्स, डाइनिंग हॉल से एक पर्स किसी माता ने उठाया है, जो सीसीटीवी कैमरा में उस माता का फोटो आ गया है, इसलिए जिस माता ने वो पर्स उठाया है कृपया तुरंत डायमंड हॉल के पीछे की स्टेज पर देकर के जाए, नहीं तो सीसी कैमरा की फोटो को अभी स्क्रीन पर डिस्प्ले कर दिया जाएगा। बहनों से अनुरोध है, कृपया बैठ जाइए। अभी आदरणीय दादी जी अपनी शुभ प्रेरणाओं से हम सभी को भरपूर करेंगी।
ओम शांति। सभी बोलो ओम शांति। अभी तो आप सभी बाप दादा के माँ वाक्य सुनकर बहुत खुश हो रहे हैं और खुशियों में आपस में मिलते जुलते रहते हैं, इसलिए मैं भी आप सबका ये मेला देख करके बड़ी खुश हो रही हूँ। लेकिन इस खुशी के साथ साथ जो हमने बाप के महावाक्य सुने, उन महावाक्यों को भी हमें बार बार स्वयं भी याद करना है, और जब आपस में मिलते हैं एक दो को यही बाप के महावाक्य याद दिला करके उन्हीं महावाक्यों का अनुभव करते हुए एक दो को आगे बढ़ाते रहें, सदा सबको बाप की याद बनी रहे और सबको हम बाप का परिचय दे करके उन्हों को ये सिद्ध करके बताएं। अब समझ लो, जब ये दुनिया बदलनी है तो उसके पहले हम स्वयं को बदल दें। तो जो अब आने वाली सतयुगी दुनिया है, उस दुनिया में हम भी आकर अपना पार्ट बजा सके। इन्हीं शब्दों के साथ आप सभी ने बड़ा ध्यान से बाबा की बातें सुनी और मुझे निश्चय है जरूर उन बातों को अपने दिल के अंदर याद करते हुए एक दो को फिर से याद दिलाते उन खुशियों में सबको बाप का संदेश देते रहेंगे। ओम शांति शांति शांति।
और अब आदरणीय ब्रिजमोहन भाई से अनुरोध करती हूँ अपनी शुभ भावनाएं हम सभी के समक्ष रखेंगे।
डायमंड हॉल में इस विशाल मेले में पधारे हुए बहनों और भाइयों, सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है धैर्यता की शक्ति, और आप में बहुत धैर्य है। आप 6:30 बजे से लेकर 8:30 से ऊपर हो चुका है, बहुत ही धैर्य से अपना पाठ आज के मिलन का कलप कलप के लिए नूंद रहे हैं। थोड़ा सा धैर्य अगर और रख लें तो मेरा ये आपसे मिलना ये अंतिम आइटम है इस प्रोग्राम की। प्यारे बाबा ने हमको बहुत ही अच्छी ज्ञान की बातें सुनाई, वो सबने सुनी। केवल एक विशेष बात पर बाबा ने हमारा ध्यान खिंचवाया है, और वो क्या है? एवर रेडी। तो मुझे लगता है कि इस हॉल से बाहर जाने के लिए आप बहुत जल्द रेडी हैं, लेकिन साथ साथ हमको ये भी देखना है कि हम इस संगम युग जो कि सारे कल्प की कमाई का युग है, खजाना जमा करने का युग है, उसका पूरा पूरा लाभ लेकर सच्चे एवर रेडी हो जाएं। तो बाबा ने हमको रिवाइज कराया कि खजाना जमा करने के लिए एक तो अपने पुरुषार्थ से जमा करना है, और दूसरे पुण्य का खाता जमा करना है, और तीसरे दुआओं का खाता जमा करना है, और सबसे ज्यादा महत्व बाबा ने दुआओं के खाते को दिया कि अथक होकर निस्वार्थ होकर और बड़े दिल से सेवा करेंगे तो दुआओं का खाता जमा होगा। फिर बाबा ने कहा संगम के समय के महत्व को देखो, एक सेकंड एक वर्ष के बराबर है, और आपका समय भी इंतजार कर रहा है, और बाप दादा भी मुक्ति का गेट खोलने के लिए इंतजार कर रहे हैं, एडवांस पार्टी भी आह्वान कर रही है, इसलिए हमको खुशी मनानी है। और खुशी खुशी जैसे बाबा ने एग्जाम्पल दिया प्रकाशमणि दादी का कि इजी रहते हुए, बिल्कुल सहज स्वभाव से इजी रहते हुए दोनों बातों का ख्याल रखना है कि हम अपने खजाने भी इकट्ठे करें और साथ साथ समय का भी ध्यान रखें कि किसी भी समय हमारा पाठ पूरा हो सकता है, तो हमें एवर रेडी रहना है। आपके धैर्य के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। ओम शांति।
अक्टूबर से लेकर के अभी अप्रैल तक हमारी दादियों ने, वरिष्ठ भाइयों ने और शांतिवन निवासियों ने अथक होकर के सेवाएं दी, और बाप दादा की सीजन निर्विघ्न चली। आप सबकी तरफ से दादियों को, वरिष्ठ भाइयों को और शांतिवन निवासी हर डिपार्टमेंट को बहुत 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 शुक्रिया है, शुक्रिया है। और इसके साथ साथ विशेष गुलजार दादी जी को, नीलू बेन को भी बहुत 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 शुक्रिया है, मुबारक है, मुबारक है। जिन भाई बहनों ने सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः है, मुरली क्लास के पश्चात तुरंत कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में जाएंगे। अभी हम सभी 3 मिनट आवाज से परे अपनी वानप्रस्थ स्थिति में स्थित होंगे।